Okay, so we're on daf. Please listen. Everybody should be muted. I don't want to hear anybody. Mute. Everybody muted. Okay. Okay. So we're on daf chaf hey amar aleph. We're on 10 lines from the top. I'll pick up from where I left off yesterday. If you remember, in yesterday's gemara, we had a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. Do the konim need to wear big day kahuna when they do the pious? The pious is the lottery. See which the assignments are for the day. Do they need to wear big day kahuna? Do they need to wear their garments for kahuna? So Rav Nachman said no. Rav Nachman said they wear the big day chol, and Rav Sheshet said they wear the big day kodesh. So the big day kodesh. So around 10 lines down on Chaf Hayam and Aleph. So Amar Rav Sheshet Benamigdala. So Rav Sheshet says, how do I know what I'm saying is correct? That indeed they do wear the big day kodesh. The Tani, we learn in the Brisa. Lishkat Hagazit min Basiliki Gedola Haita. He says that the Lishkat Hagazit is usually translated the chamber of hewn stones. This is the chamber where the Sanhedrin met. So it's Kamin Basiliki Gedola. It was like this big structure. He says, Pious b'mizrachov zakin yoshev b'marava. That they did the pious on the eastern half of the room. He says, and zakin means a member of the Sanhedrin would be on the western side. Ba'konim u'kafim ba'omdim kamin b'chulyar. And the konim were standing, like surrounded, like b'chulyar is like a brooch, like they were like in a ring, in a circle. Ba'mamuna ba'av and altel mitznefet meroshoshel chamihen. The Mamuna, they said, the administrator, the person, the one who in the Masech Shkalim, it lists different tafkidim. So he's Mamuna al pious. He takes off the mitznefet is the hat. He takes off the hat of one of the Kohanim. V'yodin shemenu pious manchil. And everybody knows that the lottery begins from him. And if you remember, we said that a large, like the person would pick a much larger number than the number of Kohanim are there, and then begin counting from the Kohen and counting fingers from the Kohen whose hat is removed. And the way Rashi learned, each Kohen is really one, whether he sticks out one finger or two fingers. That's the way Rashi learned. So, v'isal kadaita b'big day chol, if you assume that the Kohenim wearing big day chol, they're wearing their weekday garments, so mitznefet b'big day chol, mi'ika. So, does anybody wear mitznefet in the street? Mitznefet is like a hat, a turban that the Kohen wears. So the fact that the Brisa mentions that he's wearing a mitznefet and they're doing the pious, that sounds like they're wearing the big day kodesh. It sounds that way. So that's the proof that Rav Sheshet adduces. So the Gemara says in. So the Gemara like deflects the proof and said, no, it could be big day chol and they are wearing a mitznefet. How so? Did the Tani Rav Yehuda be tamer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda? Like Rav Yehuda taught a Brisa and others say it was Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Kohen shastalo imo ketonet. If a Kohen's mother made a ketonet for him, a tunic for him, he says, Oved ba avodat yachid. He can use it for avodat yachid, for a private avoda. So it means like this, the big day kahuna were made from materials that was contributed to the main shul, the Beit Knesset, shama, teich. Okay, so he says that so the big day kahuna are made from materials that are contributed to the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say the mother wants to make the big day kahuna for her son. And Rashi says that they would make these big day kahuna. If you look at the Rashi, the Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Kambar Shlishi, Shiyu Imotain Shal Konim Oso L'Tnayim Mishalahem, Kamin Big Day Kahuna, Larot Teferet Oshran. They would make it to show all the wealth they have. I don't know, he says, Benoy Malachan, how beautiful they could do, the Kamehin Mahadrut Mitzvot, and how much they appreciate the Mitzvot. So it means that she would make it and then she would contribute it to the Beis HaMikdash, but he could only use it for Avodas Yachid. There's a question what Avodas Yachid means. The one shot is he could use that those big tikkuna for a Korban Yachid, but not a Korban Sibur. But the point being that there are other begadim that are made. Now, from the way the Masifta took it down, it's just like she can contribute that to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe before she contributes it, he could be wearing it as well. That's the idea. So, but either way, you see that the fact that he takes him in snefet off the hat of one of them, that doesn't conclusively prove that they're wearing the big day kuna. It could be big day chol. So back in the Gemara, so he says, Amar Abaye, Okay, so again, we were trying to bring a proof for Rav Sheshet, and the Rambam, in fact, paskins like Rav Sheshet, that they wear the big day kahuna, they wear the big day kodesh, and we tried to bring a proof from the Braisa, but there's a way to wiggle out of the Braisa and say it's not such a conclusive proof. Let me finish this little piece of Gemara, and then we'll pause, we'll take some questions, okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Shvamina, Lishka de Gaza, Chetzi Bekodesh, Chetzi Bekol. So Abaye says, from this Braisa that we just quoted, one could deduce that the Lishka de Gaza was half Bekodesh, half Bekol. Half Bekodesh means half of it was on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, and half of it was outside the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. And one can also deduce that it had two doorways, two openings. One opening to the Kodesh, one opening to the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, and one opening to the Har HaBayit. Why? If you would assume that the entire room or structure was in the Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash area, Zaken Yoshev B'Maravo. So how could it be that we said in the Braisa that the Zakein, remember the Sanhedrin, would be sitting in the western part of that room to help, you know, supervise the pious? How could he be sitting there? You have a statement that the only ones who are allowed to sit in the Azara are, you know, from the royal family of David HaMelech, and he wasn't from the royal family of David HaMelech. So the fact that he's sitting there leads us to believe that a part of the room was not Bekodesh. We'll see in a minute. The East talk about the Kula Bechol, and if you assume the whole room was Bechol, was non-Kodesh, he says, Pious Mizracha, he says, how could they do the Pious in the eastern part of the room, the lottery in the eastern part of the room? It says the Pasuk the Gemara had quoted yesterday is like in the house of God would go like with emotion, with a commotion, with fervor. In other words, we want to have the pious out to create like a whole commotion in the base of Mikdash. But lekam, that wouldn't be the case. So from here we could do that half the room is kodesh, half a kol. Now it's not the way it sounds like from this, if you look at the map and you have if people with the Aris Kol Gemara, you have the floor plan for the Beis HaMikdash. So if you look at the master floor plan in the beginning of the volume, so it's number 23. Number 23 is the Lishkar HaGazit. So it looks like from the floor plan that the northern part was Bechol and the southern part is Kodesh. That's what it looks like from the floor plan. But that's not going to be, and that is the case, but it's not the way it's going to be Lahalaka. If you look back in the art scroll inside the volume on page 25A2, there's a picture and it shows that the eastern part was considered Kodesh and the western part was considered Chol. Back in the Gemara, Eddie, back in the Gemara, in 25A2, there's a diagram there. Okay, so we'll explain shortly how we get from there to there. So let's see back in the Gemara. The Esau Kedaita Tetetetan Yeshla, if you assume that it had only one opening, only one doorway. He says, "Upatua flakodesh." Right, pedachat yeshav tuch flakodesh. Zakin yoshev b'marava. How could the zakin be sitting on the western part? Batznan halishko d'habinuya b'chol tuch flakodesh tochan kodesh. That the chambers that were built on the non-consecrated part, meaning outside the Beis Hamikdash, the only doorway opens to the kodesh tochan kodesh. The inside nevertheless gets a din of Kodesh. So nobody could sit there. The Esau Kedaita Patuch L'Chol, and if you assume that the entrance to that chamber was from the Chol, from the Har Bayit, Pious Mizracha, how could they do the Pious in the eastern part of the room? He says, V'atran, V'nuyi V'kodesh Patuch L'Chol, Tokan L'Chol, that they get a din, so the rooms get the din based on where the opening is, we think. So the Gemara says, So it had two doorways. And if you look in the art scroll, they have a diagram of the room. This again on page 25A2. So you see that that one half of the, in other words, it's a chamber and has two openings. One is open to the Chol, one is open to the Kodesh. So the eastern side of the chamber gets a din of Kodesh and the western side gets a din of Chol. So the pious was on the eastern half of the room. And the Zakein would sit on the western half of the room. And that's also where the Sanhedrin would be. and they would be on the western half of the room because they have to sit down. So, okay, so that's the way this piece of Gemara goes. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right. Now, let me just do one Tosfos with you, and then Ruth, you wanted to ask something? You good? All right. So now, let's do the Tosfos, the second Tosfos. Okay, everybody, the second Tosfos. So, Tosfos says, no tell mitznefet shalachad mihem. So we learned in the Braisa that the Mamuna, the one of the administrator, takes the mitznefet, the hat, from one of the Kohanim. So what Tosfos is bothered, I'll say this outside, then we'll do it inside. Tosfos is bothered that in the Chumash, we see two terms for the hat that Kohanim wear, Migbaot or Migbaat, that's and mitznefet. So in the Chumash, the Kohen Hedyot wears Migbaat, and a Kohen Gadol wears a mitznefet. But here in the Braisa, it refers to taking the mitznefet. So how do we get there? Let's see back on the Gemara in the postal. So no tell mitznefet shel chavihem. We can't kash to the perish riva. The perish shel kohen hediot kri mikvad. This riva explains. He said, I think it means the piresh that the kohen hediot is called the mikvad. Lepishi rechava. That's it's a wider hat where it covers more area of the head. The shel kohen gadol mitznefet she tarav. It's narrower. In other words, the Kohen Gadol, he's wearing this, it's like a turban he's wearing on his head, but in addition to which, he has to have room on his head for his tefillin, and he has to have room on his head for the tzitz. So the hat has to be, you know, a little bit peeled back. Whereas a Kohen Hediot doesn't wear a tzitz, he just wears tefillin. So he says, so the way the Rebbe explains it is the way I just said, that the Kohen head yod is called Migbat because that hat is a larger hat, and the smaller hat is called the mitznefet, which the Kohen Gadol wears. So if that's the case, how is it that here the Braisa says he takes the mitznefet off of one of them? Even within the Hebrew language, there's a way that the Torah refers to things and the way that Chazal refer to things. So in Achinami, if the Pesukim and Chumash, you're right, the Kohen Gadol wears a Migbat and Kohen Gadol wears a mitznefet. Well, the Shon Chazal, they all wear, the Kohen Gadol wears a mitznefet and the Kohen Gadol wears a Migbat. But the Shon Chazal, everybody wears a mitznefet. So he says here, the Shon Torah, Parish Lo Goyim mitznefet, the whole Dukha. The Chehidamim and Perakamad Gittin, Haser mitznefet, Baharim Ha'atarah. So it's the Pasuk. It's talking about over there that they would wear these, that the chassanim would wear like these types of crowns, these atarot, and then at a certain point they didn't wear it. I think you have to look for the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yeseskel, Hatser mitznefet, Baharim ha'atarah. Remove the mitznefet and lift off like the crown. Bizmanch mitznefet, Rosh Kohen Gadol, Yishna Tarab Rosh Kol Adam. In other words, there you see mitznefet as used as a reference to the Kohen Gadol. It's talked. But what he explained it. Okay, yeah. So that's that piece. Okay, everybody good? All right, I'm going to move on unless anybody has questions, comments, or thoughts. All right, so we're on Chaf Hayim Aleph 25A in the Mishnah, around 10 lines from the bottom. Gabriel, you have it? Okay, so we're in the next Mishnah. Okay, so Manitin. So we're doing the payasot, the lotteries in the Beis Hamikdash. So we did one payas to see who'd get Trumas Hadeshen, and we're past that. So now we're doing up the next payas. and with that first payas, they threw in something else. Well, what else did they throw in with it? They said, remember we learned that they threw something else in with it. Do you recall? Was it the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim? What else did they throw in with it? The first pious, do you recall? Where I said, let me take a look. All right, I'm going to move on. All right, so anyways, the Gemara says, Hapayas Hasheni, the second pious, the second lottery. Now, he's going to have 13 tasks done by 13 different Kohanim. So we'll see. So Hapayas Hasheni, Mishokhet. So one is who's going to shech the animal. Then it's talking about like the korban tamid. Who's going to shech the korban tamid? Mizorek. Who's going to do zrikas dam? Now right away you see he's missing some acts, right? Because it's kabbalah and halacha, right? So he only mentions Shechita and Zrika. So we have to figure out what's doing with Kabbalah and Halacha. He says, me, so that's two. Mi Midashim Mizbeach Kapanimi. Who cleans out the inner Mizbeach? It's three. Mi Midashim and Menorah. Who's cleaning out the Menorah? Four. Mi Malay Evarim Lekevesh. Who's going to bring the Evarim to the Kevesh? So there it's going to be. So let's go slowly this. So we have four. And now, with the Evarim, is going to be one Kohen is going to carry Harosh Varegel. One Kohen gets the head and the right rear leg. He says, the next Kohen gets Ushtei HaYadayim. The next Kohen gets two forelegs. The third Kohen gets Ha'oketz V'Haregel. He gets the tail and the left hind leg. And the next Kohen gets V'Chazev HaGeira. He gets the breast and the neck. And the next Kohen gets Ushtei HaDefano. He gets the two flanken, the two flanks of the animal. And then the next one gets Vahakirvayim on the intestines. I don't know if I'd make a good coin. He gets intestines. So the Rambam brings down that he gets a bowl with the intestines in it. He said, what? He's transporting it and bringing it to the ramp. He says, the next one gets Vahasolat Vahavitin. The Solat is the flower for the Korban Tamid, and the Chavitin is the Chavitin Kohen Gadol. In other words, the Kohen Gadol has a certain meal offering. Chavitin, it's cooked in a certain way, in a machabat. And then, the Hayayin, the last one gets the wine. I think I would go for the wine if I had the choice, but that seems like the easiest one. Now, Shloshak Sarkonim Zachubo. So if you add it all up, you need 13 Kohenim to handle the Korban Tavid. In other words, you have four Kohenim with the Shechita, the Zrika, and the Dishon, and the Mizbeach, the Dishon of Menorah, and then nine Kohenim to break the various parts of the animal, and the Mincha, and the Yayin. He says, and the Yayin is for the Nesa. He says, Amar Ben Azai, the name Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. So Ben Azai said before Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Lufo, Yeah, Karev. And the Gemara will elaborate on this, means that the pieces were brought, where the procession was in the order in which the animal would walk. In other words, so like the forward, in other words, the way the animal walks, so the parts of the animal that are more close to the head are brought in before the parts of the animal near the tail. All right, that's the way that's going. All right, now, let's see. All right, so any questions? Everybody good? Yeah, what's up? What's what? What's what? Kevish is the ramp. The ramp. R-A-M-P. The ramp. Okay? All right. Any other questions? Okay, let's see further. Now, the Gemara says, Yibayelahu, Shein Mephaisin, Lavudachat Mephaisin, Odim Lepol Avodah Vavodah Mephaisin. Now, when they take this lottery, and we said that this Kohen, who's the Mamuni, is going to take like a certain number, and then figure out, so does he do that again and again and again? In other words, we have an example. We're picking 13 Kohenim. So do we do like 13 lotteries with these 13 Kohenim? Is that it? Do they do just one pious, and then one who wins it, so the person, the 12 Kohenim to his right will be the detachment. That's one way to do it.
He says,
or maybe for each avoda, we do it in a different pious. Now, the Gemara is going to end up saying the first way, that it's just, in other words, they do a pious. Let's say Reuven the Kohen wins the pious. So next to Reuven is one person, and then like another 12. So those are the 13 people that will be for the Korban Tamid. But the Gemara entertains the other possibility as well right now. Let's look at the Rashi. Around eight lines from the bottom in the Rashi, he says, Lavodachat Mephaisin. You go on Mishochet, or let's say do a pious, who's going to shuck the animal? And then if somebody wins that lottery, he's going to shuck the animal. We're not going to do another pious for the other 12 tasks that have to be done. Rather, the koponim that are surrounding him to his right, and they're all in a circle. In other words, they'll follow him based on the Seder that's set forth in our Mishnah. He says, Shani the Zrika, the one next to him will do the Zrika, and then Shlishi the Dishu Mizbeach Kapni, the third person will clean out the inner Mizbeach, Revi the Menorah, Vachin Kulam. Or maybe the word like again and again, different doing lotteries. But that's the question, right? Would they would have 13 different lotteries? So let's see back in the Gemara. So we're five lines from the bottom on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. So Tashma, so the Gemara says, he's quoting from Mishnah we did earlier. It says, Arba Piyathot Ayusham. So the Mishnah said there were four lotteries in the Beis Hamikdash every day. The Esau Kadai Pol Avoda Hing the Faisin, and if you assume that for every Avoda, every task, it did another pious, then we got much more than four. So from the fact the Mishnah says four, it sounds like the first way. That's what we think. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yishka Chasi Tamar Arba Pamim Nechasim LaHafis L'Chotad V'Chad Yuvat Tuva P'yasot. So again, Rav Nachman Bar Yishka is defending the other side. The other side would be that each one gets a different pious. So what does it mean four times? It means four times they huddle in a circle, but each time they're huddling in a circle, they could do numerous lotteries, and then they disband, and then they gather again for other lotteries. So it's not mufrach. So when it says arb piyasod, so one way to understand arb piyasod is four lotteries. That's pshutu mashmo, or it means four times they gather for the pious, and then each time they're doing multiple piyasod each time. All right, no proof, right? Proof is deflected. Okay, turn page one. Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Okay, the top line. So the Gemara now tries to bring another proof. So Tashma, now for this, if you look quickly at the Mishnah on the next staff on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, so on three lines at the top in 26a, 26a the three lines at the top. So Manithin, a pious hashlishi parashim lektor bo vafisu. The third pious was everybody who's never participated in the Ketoret. If you did Ketoret once, you don't want to be, you can't be part of this lottery. But if you've never done Ketoret, so bo vafisu, come and participate. Okay? So now back in our Gemara on the top line on the Chaf Vav Amud Beis. So Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now this is the Braisa. So the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loya pais lamachta. Now, so the Ketoret really takes two kohenim that have to do two different tasks. So one kohen has to go to the outer Mizbeach and he takes a machta. He takes like a pan with coals and he brings those coals to the inner Mizbeach. Then the other coin brings Ketoret, and he places the Ketoret on the coals. So they're both involved with the Ketoret, but they need two coins. So let's take a look back in the Brit and the Gemara. So Tashma Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Loya Pius Lamachta. Rabbi Yehuda says there was not a lottery for the Machta, for the pan with the coals. Now the coin is a public Ketoret. The coin who won the lottery to bring it up to the Ketoret, Omer Lezeh She'imo, he says to the person to his right, your role is going to bring the machta. So that sounds like we want to bring a proof that indeed there's only one lottery at each one of these gatherings, and whoever wins the lottery, it's like whatever else you need is it goes to your right, and that's the way it goes. That's what we think. So the Gemara says no, not necessarily the case. It could be that there were numerous piyasot, but the Torah might be the exception. Machta and Ketoret were like so intimately connected with one another that's considered like one avoda. So it could be just for that one is the person in the next one. But for other things, they had numerous piyasot. That's what we think. Or on the fourth line, Ikadamri, others say, Dafka Machta Ketoret the Chadavodahi. It's just, in other words, not that it was brought as a proof that, in other words, not that it was brought initially as a proof that there was one pious, but it was brought as a proof the other way around. It was dafka machta toward the charavodahi, that only by the machta with the pan with the coals and the ketoret, that they did the one next to him, but it's one avoda, balshar avoda by pious. But the other avoda do require pious. So again, so the Gemara brought this braisa to prove that indeed, we had one pious, but we're deflecting the proof. Now, the Gemara wants to say, and it's like almost like there are words missing from the Gemara at this point in time. One second. So he says, one second. All right. So now the Gemara is going back to saying that indeed there's one pious, and then it's everybody around them though. So if that's the case, so why does Rabbi Yehuda need to make the statement by the Torah? In other words, if I'm always doing the person next to me, so why does Rabbi Yehuda have to say, well, by the Torah he does the person next to him, because I'm always doing that way. So the Gemara says, it's Tarichale, Sakhale Chamina, he had to state the statement, because I would think, Ho'ovlo Shchicha, Uma'atra, it was the Torah is lo shchiach. It's only brought twice a day. It was korbanot I bring left and right, constantly in the base of Mikdash. But the Torah is just in the morning and the evening, umaatra, and it makes a person wealthy. He says the Chazal teaches that the one who offers the Torah gets the bracha well. So nitkin la pious b'fniatma. So I would have thought that it's just, that each component should get its own pious. In other words, so special, and maybe people they want to do it, things like that. So maybe I would have thought had a Havamina to think. So in other words, Gemara is saying that in Achinami, each one I only have one pious. But why does Rabbi Yehuda have to say that it's the person next to you? There's always the person next to you that gets everything. So I might have thought that Torah is in a class by itself, since it's like gives such wealth and it's so rare. So you know everybody wants. So maybe there's a separate pious for it. So Tamash Shalom. So he teaches me that this way. So give me three lines, two lines, and then I will pause. Okay. So Tash Shalom. So now we bring a final proof. Tani Rabbi Chia, that Rabbi Chia taught the following braisa, lo l'chol avodah avodah mefaisin. So now we've got the answer, you know, the nail on the head. He says, not for every avodah did they do a pious, el a kohen shezacha b'tamid, the kohen who won the pious to do the korban tamid, meaning to do the shechit of the korban tamid, shneim asar achav akonim nimshachimimel. So 12 konim who are to his right, they also, you know, win. They get a shemamina. So from there, we could deduce that indeed it's the konim that are to the right of the person who won the lottery. All right, now time for questions, comments, and thoughts. Only four lotteries, all right? Unless you go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, well, at least when I was there, they used to have right, that was a popular item. They used to have like a lottery in Israel. That was like a big ticket item. Okay, so any other questions, comments, thoughts? Anybody in the ether sphere, the cybersphere that wants to ask or say anything? Okay. Yes, it's coming up. We'll take it up shortly. Michael, welcome. Nice to see you, Michael. Okay, so we're on Chaf Hayamid Beis, 25B. We're around 10 lines from the top. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go on. All right. So, everybody's got to mute themselves. Somebody's not muted. One second. All right. So on Chaf Hayamid Beis, so we said Pius Hasheni. So we said the second lottery is to determine who's shechting. So the first things are who's shechting and who's doing Zrika. So we said something's missing here, right? Between Shechita and Zrika. So Dafyomi people know, you have Kabbalah Saddam and you have Olacha Saddam. You need somebody to grab, that's got to catch the blood in a bowl, and then somebody has to bring that bowl over to the Mizbeach, and then you do Zrika. So the Tana Mishnah only mentioned Shechita, and he only mentioned Zrika. So let's see which is going. Now, it's going to come out that the Kohen that's doing Zrika is going to do Olacha, but who's going to do Kabbalah? So let's take a look. Pais Hasheni Mechulei. So Ibai Lehu, Mi Mekabel. So the Gemara says, who is supposed to do Kabbalah Saddam? Shochet Mekabel, so we say that the Shochet does Kabbalah Saddam. The Iyamid Zorek Mekabel, because I say the Zorek is the one who does Kabbalah Saddam. Agav Chivivute Lo Mekabel Lekuladam. Perhaps the Zorek is going to be so eager to do his mitzvah. And again, you know, these Kohanim, they don't get to do it left and right, even if you're a Kohen. So you only get to serve at the base of Mikdash maybe once every 6 months. And even the once every 6 months, it's probably like one day because it's divided into a Beit Av, and then, or one or two days, maybe on Shabbos you work. And then during those days, I don't know how many tasks you can get because you have a whole detachment of Kohanim and only a certain number of Kohanim get tasks. So now the Kohen's got the opportunity, like through Zrika Saddam. So if I say that he's also, when the Gemara is figuring arguments, who's going to do Kabbalah Saddam? So maybe the one who does Zrika Saddam should Kabbalah Saddam. So the Gemara says, if the one who's going to do Zrika is going to do Kabbalah Saddam, maybe in his eagerness to do Zrika, he's going to run off to the Mizbeach before he's got all the blood. And in other words, the din is he's got to get all the blood into the Mizrach, into the bowl. He says, He won't receive all the blood. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi is the 20th narrow line. He says, Agav chivu te zrika shi avod at mizbeach lo mekabel le lekul adam v'min lekaman. So the Gemara says later on, daf memchet, Sarishi kabel lekul adam. He's got to do kabbalas adam, at least lechatila, with all the blood. Shenemar, be it called, and it says on the side, dam hapar yishvo. All right, that's one side to say that the one who's doing shechita should do kabbalas adam. That's one side. Let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Odilma zorek mekabel, or maybe I'll say no pumpkin. The zorek should be the one to do kabbalas adam. The iamri shochet mekabel. If I say the shochet should do kabbalas adam, zimin the shachet zar. So like Yosef was saying a moment ago, I know maybe you couldn't hear on the cybersphere, but Yosef was saying, can a non-coin do shchita? In Achanami, a non-coin could do shchita. So sometimes a non-coin would do shchita, and if I say the one who does shchita does kabbalas adam, so that's going to run into problems. So maybe I should always have that the one who's doing zorek could do it. Now, I will say one thing that the Gemara later on says on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol does shechita. There he does do the shechita, and I think he does the beginning of the Kabbalah Adam, and then another Kohen helps him along the way. But it's very difficult to do shechita and Kabbalah Adam if you think it through. Right. But even with that, it's not such an easy task, you know. But let's take a look back on the Gemara. So right, you've got to do Rav Simanim, and then okay. So let's take a look. The Gemara says Tashma. So the Gemara tries to bring a proof, and this proof is from a Braisa. Okay, from a Braisa. So the Braisa says Ben Katan. So Ben Katan was a Kohen Gadol. Asa Shneimasar Dad LeKiur. He made 12 spouts for the Kiur. The Kiur is a laver, which the Kohenim would wash their hands and their feet before they do avoda. Why did he make 12 spouts? Deshu Shneimasar Chavakonim Hasukim Betavim Mekachim Reglim Barachad. So all the Kohenim who were involved in the Korban Tamid could wash their hands and feet at the same time. Now, the Isa Kadaita Shochet Mekabel. Now, the idea is like this. So even if the Kohen does Shechita, but since Shechita, it could be done with a Zar, with a non-Kohen, so the Kohen who does Shechita does not have to wash his hands and feet because he's not really doing an avoda. It requires kahuna in the base of Mikdash. So normally, so the one who's doing Shechita won't wash his hands and feet, And the other Kohenim will. That's the way we're thinking. The Esau Kedaita Shochet Mekabel, if you assume that the Shochet is always the one who does Kabbalah Sadam, so Kabbalah Sadam is an Avoda, so place our hobby. So then he would not make 12 spouts, he needs 13 spouts. He says, in other words, he makes this Kior with only 12 spouts because he's supposed to be able to take care of the whole retinue of Kohenim who are handling the Korban Tamid. Elav Shrominas, the Rech Mekabel Shrominas. The Gemara deduces from there that the Zorek is the one who does Kabbalah Sadam, and the Zorek is also the one who does Holacha Sadam. So let me just do three more lines. Wait, three lines, then we'll pause. So Amar le Ravacha, Barit Rav le Ravashi, Afanana Mikanina. So Ravacha, the son of Rava, said to Ravashi, we also learn a Mishnah that confirms that. He says, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Tamid, and Daf Yomi people had this just, maybe a year and a half ago. Shachana Shochet, this is talking about the Korban Tamid, that the one who did Shechita shechted it. The Kibel HaMekabel Ubal Uzrok. And then somebody else did Kabbalah Sadam and did the Zrika. Shrominas. From that Mishnah, I see Mukhrach, just like we said before, that indeed, so when the Mishnah says that one coin got Shechita and the other coin got Zrika, the one who got Zrika also got the Kabbalah and the Holacha. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? What? The first group? From the Dad? Wait, say again, what? You mean from the dad, from the spouts and the kior? Yeah. So we said that he made this kior, and the kior can service the whole retinue konim who are doing the korban tamid. So it only has 12 spouts. Now we know that there are 13 konim that need the korban tamid. One is going to do shechita, and then we got all the rest that are doing remainder. But if the one who does shechita also does kabbalah sadam, then he has to wash his hands and feet, and I need 13 spouts, not 12. So the fact that Ben Katan, and it's mentioned in the Mishnah, that he made 12 spouts, that's a raya, the one who does shechita just does shechita, and the Kabbalah is done by the one who's doing shechita. No, he, if, again, The Korbanot Tzibur, I think generally Kohenim would do Shechita, but Lu Yatzur of Azar did do Shechita, you're right. So in other words, if he would do Shechita, it would be Kasher Shechita. But in Achinami, they're giving it out to the Kohenim. They're giving it out to the Kohenim.
How come you don't talk about Holacha?
Yeah, I think I didn't mention Holacha before, Michael. We said that the one who does Kabbalah Saddam is also going to do the Holacha and the Zrika. In other words, right. So in other words, so one Kohen is going to do Shechita, and the other Kohen is going to do Kabbalah Saddam, Holacha Saddam, and Zrika Saddam. Okay? All right, we're good. Okay. What?
Yeah, but it's not always like that.
Wait, right? Who's not always?
The Korban Pesach, it wasn't like that, right? There was Shechita, and then there was that long retinue of Kohen.
Yeah, right. This is talking about the Korban Tamid. This is talking about the Korban Tamid.
Just the Tamid.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, it's nice having you, by the way, Michael. Okay, now we're 20 lines from the bottom on Chafayim and Bez. Everybody with me? So, Amar ben Azai, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Hulei. So, if you remember, in the Mishnah, which we just learned on Amar Aleph, we said that the Tana Kama gave an order for the pieces of the animal. Again, in other words, you're shechting the animal, then they're flaying the animal. They strip it of its hide. Then they cut up the animal. Then they give the pieces to the Kohanim. Then the Kohanim are marching in a procession, leaving the pieces on the Kevesh, on the ramp of the Mizbeach. That's the way we're doing this. Now we're talking about the order in the procession, the order of the Kohanim carrying these pieces of the animal going forth. So the Tana Kama had one order, and then in the Mishnah we had Ben Azai said before Rabbi Kiva, and he's in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, or quoting the Masorah from Rabbi Yeshua, that the pieces should be derech hilucho, like the way an animal walks. So we'll see how this works. We're going to have a number of opinions about the order of the pieces. So let's take back in the Gemara. So Amar ben Azam to Rabbi Kiva Kulei. So Tana Rabbanan Ketzad derech hilucho. So first the Tana Kama here in the Braisa picks up Ben Azai's opinion. What's derech hilucho? So derech hilucho is harosh v'haregel. Now the head has got to be first. That's based on a pasuk, because it's all going to teach us that the head is brought, and with the head, the Gemara is going to explain the head is like a very bony piece, so we want like a meaty piece with it. So the first item is the head, and then the right rear leg. But then the second coin is going to carry the breast and the neck. That's like the way the animal walks. Walking, he's got, you know, the neck and then the breast. Then the next coin brings shtei yadayim, the two forelegs. That's also in the front of the animal. And then the next coin brings shtei defanot, the two sides of the animal. And then the next coin brings ha'oket v'aregel, the tail and the left hind leg. So that's derech hilucho. That's the first opinion in the braisa. And again, These opinions are coming after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. I mean, he quotes, Rabbi Akiva lives partially during the Korban Abayin, and he quotes Rabbi Yeshua, also lived around the Korban Abayin, but it seems like, I don't know, that's the way it seemed to me. Let's see back on the Gemara. The Rabbi Yossi Omer, now when it says Rabbi Yossi here, so the article says, according to the 2K Sofrim, this should be Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, and then later on, Rabbi Yossi Glili should be Rabbi Yossi, but we'll see. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Derech Hefsheto HaYakarei. Rabbi Yossi says that the pieces were brought in the procession, Derech Hefsheto. Derech Hefsheto means the way the animal was flayed. So the animal, after shechted, it's hung up by its leg, and you begin, you know, taking the hide off sort of from the rear end going towards the head. So it's like the opposite, right? So let's take a look. Rabbi Yossi Omer Derech Hefsheto HaKarev, Ketzad Derech Hefsheto. So HaRosh VaRegel, Rosh VaRegel, that we said based on the Pasuk, the Rosh has to always be first because it says, Eroshovi et Pedro, and the Regel and the Rosh is such a bony piece, so you have the Regel to make up for it, which is the right hand, right rear leg. He says, then ha'oket v'aregel. Then you go to the tail and the left rear leg, according to this opinion. Then you're moving in the opposite direction. Ushtei defanot, the two sides and flanks. Then ushtei yadayim, the two forelegs. Hechazev v'agera. Then you're up to the breast and the neck. So it's almost like the opposite of the first opinion. Okay, now the third opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer, derech nituchot hayakarev. Rabbi Akiva says it was offered derech nitucho, the way it was cut up, where the animal was cut up. So first the animal is shechted, then you have kabbalas adam, then the animal is hung up by this rear hind leg, then the animal is cut up. So derech karev, kitzah derech nitucho, what's derech nitucho? Harosh v'aregel, that's always the first. Everybody agrees. Rosh v'aregel is the first item. Then the second, ushteyadayim, the two forelegs would be cut off the animal. Then hechazeva agera, then the breast and the neck. He says, then ushteyadayim, the two sides. How does he say ushteyadayim? He says,
what does he say?
No, the two flanks. Okay, so ushteyadayim are the two flanks. Then he's got oketz v'haregel, and then he's got the tail and the left hind leg. Okay, now the fourth opinion is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Excuse me, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Now this, according to the way the Arsko said, according to Dick Sofer, it should be Rabbi Yossi. In other words, they flip Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He says, "This is so Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, derech ilu yohayakarev, that the pieces were brought based on the quality of the meat. In other words, like the more valuable cut of meat comes first, and the less valuable later. Kitzah derech iluyo, harosh v'aregel. So rosh v'aregel, that's always first, according to everybody. Then hechazeva geira, then the breast and the neck. Then shteitifano, the two flanks. Then ha'okitz v'aregel, the tail and the left hind leg. Ushteya yadayim, the two forelegs is the last item. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, and there's different ways to understand this question, but we're going to follow the derech that Artsville had. So this is going on the last opinion. The last opinion is what our Gemara calls Rabbi Yossi Glili, but should be Rabbi Yossi. B'haktiv, now, kol netach tov yarech v'katev. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel. It says, like, these people go steal every good cut of meat, which is the yarech, which is the thigh, and the katev, and the shoulder. So the best cut of meat is the yarech, is the thigh, which would be like the rear leg, the hind leg. So if, according to Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi Glili, the way our Gemara has it, so the yarech, if you look, he's got the regel, he's got the way, and again, there's different shatim. He wants to say the shtei defanot are the shoulders, and or would include the shoulders. The flanks would include the shoulders. And then you have oketz v'aregel. So the regel is coming. Again, he's saying the pieces are offered based on their quality. But based on the pasuk, the regel is like the best piece of meat. And that's coming at the very end. And the regel is better than the katef. And it's coming after the katef. So how is that working out? So the Gemara says, Ahi b'kuchusha. So the Gemara says, that pasuk in Yechezkel, it's talking about like these wicked people would steal like from these poor people. So the poor people had like skinnies, stringy animals. So if it's an emaciated animal, so then the rear leg is the meatiest thing and has a lot of muscle there. But in the Braisa, we're talking about like animals that are fattened that are brought for korbanot. So they have other pieces of meat that are indeed better than that. So now Amarava. Now, Rabbi says that now we have to figure out where does the Tan of our Mishnah fit in. So the Tan of our Mishnah doesn't fit into any of these Shitot. He has a different order. So we had four Shitot in the Braisa, and we have the Tan of our Mishnah. So Amarava, Bain Tanagdan, Bain Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says that both the Tan of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yossi, when he says Rabbi Yossi, he means the last opinion of the Braisa, which our Braisa are called Rabbi Yossi Glili, but the Summa from such as Rabbi Yossi. They both agree that you do it based on the quality of the meat. So the quality of meat comes first, but Marsavar Batil Avar Debistra. The Tan of our Mishnah holds that you take the piece cut that's got the most meat on it. That's the high quality cut. So the pieces of meat that have the most meat on it. Umar Azil, but Tan of the Braisa, meaning Rabbi Yossi holds, or Rabbi Yossi, the way our Braisa is, Umar Azil Bakar. Shamna the Bisra. He holds the fatty piece of meat. That's the best one. And that comes first. And that explains that difference. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, my time is Saka Regal Bahadi Reshra. Why is it that the right here, the right rear leg, the right hind leg, is always brought with the head? So the Gemara says, Mishum Reshra of Pishibe Atsamo. Because the head has a lot of bones in it. He says, Karva Regal Bahadi, kuliyamim, the carve of regal bade. So we want to bring the regal with it. We get some meat with it. He says, all right, now the kuliyamim yet rosh kari bereisha. So everybody holds the head is brought first. So menalan. So where do we know that the head is brought first? That's why I brought out the chumash, maybe a gun, but. But anyway, if you have a chumash, you have a chumash nearby. So it's in Vayikra Perek Aleph. Yeah, let me get the pasuk out. So first we're going to take up, I think, pasuk Yudbeis. So if you look at page, if you have an artful chumash, you're okay. If you don't, it's Perek Aleph pasuk Yudbeis. So it talks in the chumash. It says if you have stone, is the korban. So it says on Pasuk Yudbeis, Benitako Ton Zachavi Roshobi Pedro, that you'll cut it to its pieces and the head and the fat, Baraka Widon and Sama Sharlaish. So see back in the Gemara, this time, neither Rosh Peder Shakum the Holy Varim. How do I know that the head and the fats, now the fats here, he's talking about the fats that are over like the innards of the animal are brought first, and we'll see. Tamalo Roshobi Pedro, Barak. Now, the Idach Peder, but the Gemara, but the Chumash also mentioned Peder elsewhere. It mentioned Pasachet. Look at page 546. In Pasachet, it says, we didn't record him in the skin of Rosh Yedda Pader. So it mentions Peder again. Yedda Pader, Afrina, he says, Lamayata. So why does it mention Peder twice? Look at Tanya, the teach step which we learn in the Braisa. Ketzani Ose, how did they conduct themselves? Notainina Peder, Abeda Shita, Umalehu. In other words, they would take this fat from the cover, the and what does Rashi say with the fat was? He says, let me see. He says, anyway, it's the fat that's over the gut of the animal, and you stick it underneath the head. In other words, like you like push it like a bandage underneath the head. You say with derekabo shemal. That's derekabo. So that's what the two pesukim are teaching me. The rosh and peder is brought, and then the peder. It's like in Lewis doesn't look Derek Cabo to bring like this bloody head up, so you seal it up with the fat, and then that's the way it's brought. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did? Which order? We had 100 different orders. What, say again what? No. Okay, so Yosef is asking me to go through the order of the event. Okay, I'm just gonna go over and then we'll see. So first you do Shechita. Then you do Kabbalah Saddam, then you do Halakas Dam Mizrikas Dam. And this could also be done simultaneously. After you do Shechita, the animal has to be taken over, and they hang it up from like hooks, and now they have to take the hide off the animal. Right. Then they have to cut it into different pieces. And then they also have to, like, let's say you have the intestines, you have to wash out the intestines to do, there's a lot of work that has to be done. Then we're going to give all the pieces to the Kohanim to bring to the Kedesh, to bring to the ramp. All right. Yeah.
Michael has a picture.
Okay. Who's got a picture? Michael? Who's got a picture? Oh, Michael has a picture. Oh,
let's Michael.
See. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, but in your picture, it's on a pole.
No, here. That's the carbon pass up. This one's not at a pole, but I'm showing it to you. Here we go.
Okay. Well, there it is. Yeah, very nice. Very nice, Michael.
And here's... how about the salting?
All right, what do you got for me?
I'll show you. First of all, here's the division of the animal. Head.
Oh. He looks happy.
The breastbone, the limbs.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Very nice, Michael.
And finally.
He also has a smile on his face.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
What?
The animal. Yeah, the animal looks happy.
And a smile on his face. I don't know what he was doing before the shechita.
I have a comment. If you have ever been inside a tannery where this is done, it is the most horrible, smelliest.
That was right. One of the ten Nisim. There were no flies.
Right.
There were no flies on the animals.
Michael, I know you showed me that safer before. Can you hold up the front of it so I see what the name and the title is?
I have shown it to you before many times.
Yeah, I know. A little lower. Otsar Torah Korbanot. And then who's the author? Lift up a little higher now.
Asim Ashova. Harab Menachem Mukher.
Hold it a little higher. Hold it higher.
Menachem Kuvar.
Makuvar, Rav Menachem Makuvar, and lower again, lower it all the way down. I want to see the title again. It says Otsar Tereda Korbanot, Rav Menachem Makuvar. Okay, very nice. All right, Michael, we'd love to have you. Yeah, Michael, I have a customer for you. Yosef wants to get the sefer. I think you got it in Eretz Yisrael.
I think I only know about it in the Old City.
Yeah. So it's Otsar. What is it again? Otsar. What about Korbanot?
Otsar
Torah HaKorbanot. Okay, but all right.
I might find it in the country. They got all these different.
150 shekel, but you can get it for 91 shekel.
All right, Otsar Torah HaKorbanot. All right, let me end the recording. 1 second.